I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to be cooking up some Cornish game hen.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 57 of Cooking with Fire. This week, we're going to be giving you a recipe for your holiday dinners that is a little different than usual.
Cornish game hen is a fantastic protein for a meal for a few reasons. The amount of white meat is wonderful, and the small size of the bird allows for some great plating and serving options.
But where did Cornish game hen come from, and is it really, as you may have heard, just a young chicken? Cornish game hen is a popular dish because, as we said before, its small size is perfect for fun plating and serving options. But it is not, as I have heard a few people say, just a small chicken. Instead, it is a crossbreed from two different birds, the Cornish chicken and the Plymouth White Rock chicken.
Cornish hens are a breed of bird known for their large muscular breasts and small legs. This is perfect for cooking as the large amount of white meat is desirable. There's just one problem. The Cornish hen is an incredibly slow-growing bird. So, while the Cornish hen has the perfect anatomy for a roasting bird, the slow growth made it economically impossible for companies to raise birds for meat.
This all changed in Connecticut in 1950 when Jacques and Alphonsine Murkowski had the idea to crossbreed the Cornish chicken and the White Plymouth Rock chicken. The White Plymouth Rock chicken is an incredibly fast-growing bird and allowed for a small, quick-growing breed that produced large quantities of white meat. This breed was named the Cornish game hen and was made popular by Tyson Meats when their owners began marketing the bird in the U.S.
Due to Tyson's promotion of the bird and its perfect size, the Cornish game hen quickly became a favorite of chefs and was at its height of popularity in the 1980s before falling out of favor. Well, we believe it's time for a comeback and hope you will give my recipe for Cornish game hen with cranberry gastrique a try this holiday season.
Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
All right, we're starting off with a couple of Cornish game hens here, and the first thing we're going to do is get them spatchcocked, which is to cut out the backbone. Now, you could use kitchen shears for this if you want to, or if you just want to use a nice sharp chef's knife, that'll work as well. So what I'm going to do is slide this knife inside the cavity of the bird from the bottom side, down by the legs, and I'm just alongside the backbone. I'm going to press down and cut straight through. I'm going to do the same thing on the other side of the backbone. And then I'll flip this bird over and I can kind of saw my way through the rest, holding that backbone in my left hand, cutting with my right. All right, so pretty simple process, especially with these small birds. And that's all there is to it. I'm gonna do the same thing on this second bird here. All right, now those backbones you can either discard or save if you want to make a chicken stock or something like that later. And then the spatchcock birds we're now going to flip. So they're skin side down. That means we're looking at the open side of the cavity where we just removed the backbone. And we're going to hit these with some of our rub. Now our seasoning today is very simple. It's equal parts salt and pepper with a little bit of fresh lemon zest. I'm going to season fairly liberally here. I'm not going to worry about getting under the skin today because we're going to be eating all of the different parts of this bird skin on. We're not going to try and pull the skin back. I am flipping the birds over now so we can season the opposite side. Again, nice coating of this salt, pepper, and lemon zest just right there on the skin. Kind of pat everything in. We'll make sure that it sticks. At this point, we're just waiting on the grill to preheat. All right, we're cooking today on the Napoleon Prestige gas grill, and I've got this set up for direct and indirect grilling, and we're gonna start off on the indirect side of the grill. Now, it is preheated to about 425 degrees, and that's just running with half the burners going. So I'm gonna start with these Cornish game hens spatchcocked, and they're going skin side up until they reach about 150 to 155 internal. While the Cornish game hens are cooking, I'm gonna put together a sauce. And the sauce we're making today is a cranberry gastrique. Gastrique basically just means something that's sweet and sour. So we're gonna start off with a half cup of maple syrup, that's our sugar. And this is going into an 8-inch Lodge skillet just over medium high heat. Then we're gonna add 1 cup of fresh cranberries. And I'm gonna throw in a couple sprigs of fresh thyme to steep in that mixture as well. I'm gonna bring this mixture up to a simmer, and then we're just gonna cook this until these cranberries start to pop and then break down. And as they break down, we'll kind of press them with our spoon. That allows some of that pectin to be released, and that's also gonna add a really interesting texture to this sauce. So for now, let's let these cranberries cook down. All right, we've got the cranberries cooking down. They're releasing their pectin. That syrup is thickening as well, so we're starting to see some nice big bubbles. The remainder of our ingredients. So this is getting to a consistency where we can go ahead and add the remainder of our ingredients. So we're going to add a quarter cup of red wine vinegar. That's going to add some of that sour. And then a quarter cup of our Sicilian balsamic vinegar as well. And then last, just a quarter cup of cranberry juice to really fortify that cranberry flavor. All right, so that loosens things up quite a bit. What we want to do is just cook that mixture down just a little bit, just to let the flavors kind of all incorporate. Remember, we still have that thyme that's steeping in there. And in fact, we're getting to the point now where the leaves are kind of falling off, which is great. We just want to reduce by just a small amount here. You can adjust your finished consistency as you like with that cranberry juice if you want to add a little bit more or cook a little bit more down. One last thing I'm going to do here as far as seasoning goes is just add just a pinch of smoked salt. Now, if you wanted to serve this as more of like a rustic chutney, you could leave it just the way it is. Just fish those thyme stems out of there. But what we're going to do today is break this down in a food processor so that we have a nice smooth sauce to finish with. And the consistency that we're looking for is where you drag the spoon through the skillet and it slowly starts to fill in behind it. If you go any further than that, it's going to be too thick. And again, if you'd prefer it just a little bit thinner, it's always really easy to thin back out. All right, I'm going to throw this into the food processor. Then I'm going to go outside and I'll meet you out there to check on the hens. Well, we're about 40 minutes into this cook now and our birds are looking really nice, coming up on that 150 internal temperature. So what I'm going to do now is just move these off to the direct side of the grill and flip them over at the same time so that they are skin side down. And what this is going to do is kind of brown and crisp up that skin a little bit more. And then we'll just finish out those last few degrees until we get to about 160. And that's where we're looking to finish. Well, in just about 5 minutes time now, we've got some nice char on these birds. The internal temperature is up to 160 where we want it. So we're ready to take these things off and plate them up with our cranberry gastrique.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up pozole.